It's Saturday, the 14th of February, 10:30 a.m. A bit of a long lie in bed, much needed. Though we did go to bed an hour later, but we still got about 10 hours sleep. And we were so glad to get out of bed this morning. Not because we couldn't have any longer, but we've got so much to get on with today. Just feeling good about keeping motivated and getting organised. Yeah, so it's good. It's a special day today, I believe. Not quite sure what it is. Sure it'll come to me sometime during the day. I know it's my nephew's birthday. There's something in my mind that's just niggling away saying it's another. Something else happens today. It's a grey morning. Ah, isn't that lovely? The two wood pigeons just over in the park on a big branch in one of the trees, and they're doing their thing, and as in head bobbing together and rubbing their heads against each other and doing all that neck bending. That was lovely. Spring is definitely in the air. Oh, and that'll be the rare crested rusty brake bird. Oh my god. As I said, it's very grey. There's a hare down, sitting down on top of us this morning. I've got a bit of a wheeze. But it's very, very calm and still and mild. It's the opposite of yesterday morning. Well, it's not, strictly, it's not the opposite. The opposite would have been terrible weather. No, it's a different morning, but again, calm and still. And in its own respect, because of the mysterious hare, it has its own beauty. Yesterday was a good day. Although I didn't do an awful lot, but it was very productive in that we got all our new windows in, and yeah, I may talk about that. Just suffice to say, both of us are very, very, very pleased, happy, content, not content, standing. Delighted with the work and the job and the finish. Having said that, my wife bailed up to her sister yesterday morning. Just as well, because the house was a bit drafty. There was only one warm room in the house at one point. Anyway, no matter, it's all done. Talk about that maybe later. So, but because of the fact that it was all done so professional and justified in the money spent, we're very, very happy going to bed last night. And in fact, when we got up this morning, we're still talking about how pleased we are. So that's good, isn't it? Because that makes you feel good. Yeah, and like I said the other day, that anything makes you feel good, even in part of the day, it's good. Try and hold on to that. Oh, I'm feeling terrible now. Yeah, but remember this morning you were really happy? Oh, yeah. Remember this morning you smiled or chuckled or laughed once? Oh, yeah. fight again. I'll say one thing about the windows, I mean, because it's triple glazing, and you know, I was worried about the flock of house sparrows that were roosting in the big ivy that are ripped away. God forgive me, do not to those people. Well, they're still here, they're still hanging about. Well, this morning we were lying in bed, and as we woke, at 9:30 was when we woke, I couldn't hear a thing. Not a thing. Couldn't even hear any traffic going down the road. Although we are set back quite a bit from the road, you can still hear like trucks and buses roaring. Couldn't hear a thing. And I thought, where the wee birds have gone. But when I got out of bed and I went to the front door, always open the vestibule door and just check things. It's just a habit, just a habit. I could hear the birds as plain as anything. They were all there in the naked weeping larch tree. So I doubled back into the bedroom. I stood at the bottom of the bed and I couldn't hear a thing. I couldn't hear them. Incredible. Now it's got me wondering now that in my study, because I can usually hear the birds to a certain extent through the old windows. I probably won't be able to hear a thing now. And I'll have to hang my binaurals out on the tree if I want to hear what's going on. Yeah. Consequences. No, I could open these windows much easier than the old ones. So it's just a matter of a wee flick of a handle, or a flick of a wee handle, and I can open a window a wee bit and let the sound in. Because I couldn't live without the sound of the bird. Imagine if someone said to you, you know, these desert island discs, what would you take with you music-wise? There's nothing else for you. And people pick this track by Mozart or something by Duran Duran. I don't know why Duran Duran came out of my head. Was it because there was something in the network pressure today about Duran Duran? Anyway, no matter. If they said I was going to Desert Island and I had nothing but a record to take with me, what would it be? Well, out of all the classical music that I would dearly love to take with me, it wouldn't be that. It'd be a long playing version of birdsong. I can imagine. I can't imagine a life without birdsong. I think that would keep me more sane than anything else. Now I see two. What are they? They're doing a wee courtship thing as well. They're just a wee bit far too short beaks. It could be chaffies. And they're doing flapping their wings at each other. Do it again. Go on. They're just a wee display to each other, just on a branch. Flap, flap, flap. And then moving on to another branch and doing the same. Hi there, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. Well, it probably means the same, doesn't it? I suppose the sad thing about having the bird song is not having the visuals to go with it, but hey, let's not be greedy. I can always picture them zooming about from branch to branch, and feeding them. Yeah. they're back. Actually, they've not really been away. They go away for a wee bit and then they're back all day long, back and forth, back and forth. I must remember not to come out here with my big white iron jumper on. I've noticed that when I wear my black iron jumper, that it doesn't have the same effect. In other words, I blend in better. Now, where's Miss Blackbird this morning?